Connect FM.
Want to welcome our Springfield watchdog and also Republican candidate for the State Senate, John Bambanek, back on the show. Hi, John.
Hi.
We've had you on a couple of times talking about a tax deal package that they've been working on in Springfield. There was they wanted to give tax breaks to CME and Sears because they were threatening to pull jobs out of the state and just pull their headquarters out of the state for Sears. And but the big package wasn't really generous to small business. It was really just helpful to them, right?
Well, yeah, the breaks are very targeted breaks to CME, the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, and Sears. There are a couple of other tax breaks that were in there, and the bigger bill kind of ended up being a Christmas tree where everybody put in their stuff, so they went back to the drawing board to come up with something more targeted and slimmed down. The key components is that none of the tax breaks or the money to offset those breaks takes effect until next fiscal year. That'll be about $250 million worth.
Okay.
It should be completely funded by the end of a federal tax break scheduled to expire at the end of June. So theoretically, it's fully funded, mm-hmm. By really the expiring of a tax break, not by spending cuts.
Okay.
Sears, CME, SIBO, they get their breaks. There is a little bit of an increase in the earned income tax credit. So the working poor will have more money coming to them, not a lot. For smaller business that are running operating losses, we used to have, until a few years ago, you were able to carry your operating losses into the next tax year, so you get an additional tax break. In this down economy, it lets you kind of carry over your operating losses from year to year. So it's beneficial to businesses that are not doing well. That's coming back for a year. But in the end, really, this is a couple of breadcrumbs to small business, a couple of breadcrumbs to, the working poor, but a very big tax break that's specifically targeted to Sears, CME, and the SIBO, while leaving everybody else out in the cold instead of coming up with a long-term plan and reforming our tax code whole and entire.
So you don't think this is a good deal?
Well, it's par for the course of how Springfield operates. Somebody comes down there and says, we want a break, and they've got, enough clout to get a voice, they get a break. But in the end of the day, it's small to medium businesses that are hurting. CME does have a point about their tax burden being disproportionately high, and that they pay taxes on stuff, on trades that do not originate, start, or end in Illinois, but they have to pay Illinois taxes on them. They do have an arguable point there. But the solution is to stop doing these single fixes where we're giving out $250,000 here to those three companies instead of doing the fundamental long-term planning and reform of our tax code, of our budget, of our spending. And again, we've basically committed $250,000 to our budget next year now before doing any budget planning. We already know our pension payment's going up another billion,
mm-hmm.
to $7.5 billion. There's natural growth in Medicaid. That's another half billion. On top of the $1 billion of Medicaid bills, this year's Medicaid bills, we're pushing off the next budget. So again, we are committing and spending next year's money today without doing the long-term planning necessary to stabilize our budget, reform our tax code, deliver real reform to, universally, not in targeted ways, because our law, our tax code is very designed of, okay, this company, you get a break, this company, you get a break. It picks winners and losers, and ultimately that tax burden falls on the middle class, small to medium business, to pay for programs that always grow that are never cut.
Okay, and we're talking with John Bambanek. We like to call him our Springfield watchdog, also Republican candidate for state Senate. It is true, though, that these two big companies hire a lot of people in Illinois, and it's important to have the Sears headquarters in Illinois and things like that, right?
Well, no, we want to keep the jobs in Illinois. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it, and there comes a point where the amount of money we're spending on keeping jobs, you know, is overwhelmed by whatever economic growth there would be for those jobs. We haven't crossed that threshold in large ways, but, you know, there was, a $3.5 million package given to Groupon last year, which hired a lot of low-level jobs for a company that, if any look at their books, it shows that business is probably going to go under and is unsustainable. We award these grants, this money, based on clout, not based on any real metrics, not based on any long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get away from these onesie-twosie things where we're going to give CME a break, but what about all the other exchanges and financial services firms that operate out in the financial district in Chicago? Well, you know, either they're going to come and get their tax break, or they're going to move, or they're just going to eat those costs.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to deliver is fundamental end-to-end reform of our tax code that has the money coming in that we need to operate core services, but treats everybody the same and is fair. You know, taxes mm-hmm. should be flat, broad, and low without all the Swiss cheese of our tax code, where you get money and it's being paid for by somebody else, and you get money and it's being paid for by somebody else. And it's not just corporate taxes. We could talk about TIF districts or any number of ways in which everyday taxpayers, you, me, everyday businesses, the small to medium businesses, are basically being sucked dry of taxes so that we can give that money to big corporations to stay, every year. We need to create you should need a team of accountants to figure out what you owe in taxes on the corporate side either. And we need to end this cycle of, some big business complains, they want a break, and they get a break. And who does small to medium business call to even get a conversation with the governor? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't care. You know, Sears mm-hmm. is a big company. They get press. The everyday taxpayer, there's no lobbyist for them.
Well, I guess our Chamber of Commerce. Our Chamber of Commerce does what they can to help be the voice of small to medium business, but money talks, right? That's Illinois' way.
Well, yeah. I mean, ultimately, for the Champaign Chamber does do good work. So does Vermilion Advantage, which is the equivalent in Vermilion County.
Mm-hmm.
And they do what they can under a tight system. But you'll notice the last several dozen tax deals that have gone down to give companies breaks, I don't think any of them has been outside of Cook County.
Mm.
You know, it's not to make a us versus them argument, but, you know, we do have a governor who is very focused on Chicago and does not understand what's going on downstate. And as a result, these benefits tend to get disproportionately awarded. And it's a factor of if you're going to sit there and give onesie-twosie tax breaks out there, somebody's going to get left behind. Somebody's going to be treated unfairly. Whoever's awarding it's going to have their set of biases, rightly or wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we shouldn't be in the business of giving tax benefits and tax giveaways out. We should create a tax system that is universally fair, easy to understand, and moves forward.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of all these breaks, these giveaways, these loopholes, that ultimately the costs just filter down to the little guy.
Okay. All right, John. Well, I want to thank you for giving us an update on this. And, of course, folks can keep up with you at johnbambanek.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, John. Great chatting with you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.